Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure with the Cyber Warfare Report. Joining us is former White House CIO Teresa Payton. CNN published an article titled U.S. and Israeli Agencies Use New Agreement to Defend Against Cyber Attacks, and the article covers how the U.S. and Israeli governments have shared key details of unrelated cyber attacks on their infrastructure. One was from suspected pro-Russia hackers and the other from possible Iranian hackers as a part of a heightened effort in recent months to bolster cyber defense between the two allies. And so, Teresa, this is kind of a nice build on the last episode we just covered together on critical infrastructure and different types of nation-state attacks. But can you take us through what's going on here and how the sharing of those key details of even unrelated attacks on infrastructure, you know, why is this such a great story?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, it definitely does take coalitions and cooperation to be able to fight back against cyber operatives who wish you harm. So if you've got two sets of eyes instead of one set of eyes, that's definitely going to be better. The other thing to take note of this conversation was this wasn't just a, hey, the people in our government that have access to classified information are going to meet with the people of your government who have access to classified information. We're going to have an information swap. This actually included attacks on private sector companies. So the threat intelligence sharing wasn't just, here's what government to government is seeing. It actually included attacks against private sector companies. This is huge because most of the internet infrastructure is actually owned and operated by private sector companies. And many of the attacks are not just against the defense industrial base. They're against financial services, small businesses, critical infrastructure that's non-government, that's run by the private sector. So this is going to be a much more holistic and comprehensive view than potentially has been ever covered before.
And so the U.S. and Israel have a shared foe, for lack of a better term, in Iran. And so, you know, we talk a lot about Russia, but as far as the history of Iranian hacks and things of that nature, what have both of these our nations been up against, and like what's going on there that's causing this collaboration as well in that shared foe?
Well, you know, for starters, Iran does conduct both political and economic espionage, and they when they decide to put their mind to something, they can be pretty darn scary good at it. And so, as you think about the kind of the unholy alliances that are going on right now between Russia, in some regards, China, Iran. There's a concern around energy prices. There's a concern around the theft of research and development. And then, of course, there's the concern of attacks on critical infrastructure, including nuclear. So it's vitally important that we talk about, friends and foe, cyber attacks, because every country has operatives that launch cyber attacks, some for financial gain, some for mayhem, some for political payback. Some are, 3-5 degrees of separation in some countries of, doing things for military espionage. But every country has their own set of operatives who are doing things they shouldn't be doing. So it was really good that we spent that time talking about both Russia and Iran. And hopefully you'll see in the future, we will cover other geographic territories who are also conducting nefarious cyber operations that need to be handled, discussed, and called out publicly.
And any final thoughts on this story and the implications on, collaboration between countries and hardening our collective cyber resilience?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a win-win to have these conversations. I think the challenge we continue to find ourselves up against is developing these relationships and sharing this, concrete, very discrete information takes time. You have to meet, you have to gain each other's trust. That's hard to scale. And so as this information is shared, although incredibly helpful, and these relationships are incredibly necessary, it's hard to, you know, people do move on, people do different things. And so it's hard to scale in real time the intelligence, the actions to take, and truly detecting and deflecting these attacks. So we're going to have to come up with what's like, this is great. Now we have the relationship. Now we've had the conversation, certainly learned a lot. What are we going to do next?
Joining me was former White House CIO Teresa Payton. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.